biggest challenge is, you know, that Cam.
Oh, Cam can do everything well. He's a great athlete. He feels the game. He does a good job, both run and pass game, of seeing the guys that are open, and he's tall enough to look at it and find them. He's big enough to move around things. He does a nice job.
Coach Allen talked about their ability to switch between a conventional pro set to the read option. How do you deal with that?
Well, they're getting better, but one of the things in establishing a defensive philosophy and how your calls work is the read option is option football. So you got to know who has the dive, who has the pitch. And your defenses, that should run through the vein of your defense. And it does here. And that's one of the things that we've been installing these defenses so that when there is a read option scheme or an option scheme, hey, if you're the flat defender, you got the pitch. Those type things. I won't go into too much detail, but that's one of the things that we use. So our defenses are built if somebody wants to run a read option. I've had experience with that in the past, and so has a lot of the coaches on our staff.
How good is Pryor at simulating and giving you the look on that stuff?
Very good. TP's been good all week for us. He's been filling in our defensive players. Hey, this is good when you do this because this makes it hard on me. He's done a nice job simulating in practice and adding information. And he's so fast and big that the speed with which he can do it on the practice field has helped us.
And is Cam a guy that you've got to dedicate one guy to keep an eye on him, spy him?
There's times when in the game where if you don't have guys tracking him all the time, that you can get in positions where he's going to hurt you. Some more critical downs. He's very good in the red zone. That's a situation where you have to have guys responsible for him. Third downs, and there's some other situations on the field. But we'll mix because that's what we do. We mix different calls. But there's certainly some things that you have to do to deal with Cam Newton and the issues he presents. Their staff does a good job putting him in positions to make plays. They do a very good job, both with their formations, with their shifts, with their choices of personnel groups, and then not only doing things in the pass game where they can use their weapons, their backs on screens. Of course, Steve Smith, he's been a great player and competitor for a long time, and they do a good job of using, you know, I mean, it gets thrown around a lot in coaching and in media, traditional offense versus the read option. Well, it's all offense. They're all good plays, and it's execution versus, you know, stopping that execution. They do a good job all the way around.
What were some of the biggest things you saw last week from your defense as opposed to the previous, games?
You guys remember how I answered my end of what we talked about last week, okay? The goals of how you play defense. Okay, well, you need to use your hands and get off of blocks. Okay, how you do that is you simulate that all the time. It's one of the things we've been talking about from day one. Last week was the best we did those things. And there's times when with all this scheme and all the things you worry about, the biggest thing is if you got a one-on-one matchup, you got to win your one-on-one matchup. Now, how do you do that? Well, one way is getting off of blocks and swarming to the ball. Okay, and that's what we talked about last week. We talked about using our hands, setting edges, and going to the ball, and then playing top-down coverage in the back end. And that isn't going to change this week. The only thing that changes is a few of the plays that they run because they run their quarterback more.
What does it mean to the defense to get a shutout, though? I mean, as far as confidence and just feeling good about themselves, going forward.
Well, it's outstanding. The guys have been working and battling through tough situations the whole time. And you teach them, your job as a coach is to teach them to control what they can control. All we can control on defense, it's not where they get the ball. It's what we do on first down, second down, third down, and how quickly we can get off the field. 7-8, 3-and-outs to start a game is outstanding. And you can see it kind of a culmination of, and they were coming off saying, hey, coach, that was good. This worked. We did it. And it happened just like it. And when you start getting in that groove, that's when you really grow both as a defense and together, players, coaches, everybody together. Hey, we saw this in practice. The exact same thing happened, and I made the play. Perfect. Great.
How different is Andre Carter from the guy that you saw back in his early days with the 49ers? And how much better is he now than he was a few weeks ago?
I'll answer the second question first, if that's okay. He's much better. He gets better every week. Andre's you can't say enough about Andre. Even when he was a rookie, he was the ultimate pro because you told him something, he took it in, He applied it, he went and tried it, and then came back and gave you feedback. He's working to get better every week. He had some nice rushes last week. He gets better. His body's coming back. We're real excited. I mean, excited to have Andre around our guys. Andre's been part of the help. And for your guys' question, same thing. You know, you get that old vet that's won a lot of games, and not necessarily old, but in Andre's case, he's getting up there a little bit. No, he'll get on me for that one. But that experience that he brings in there, hey, guys, this is why this works. Hey, let's try this. Try this now. Here's what they're saying. Another voice to help your guys and as a team. And that's all he cares about is winning.
How important were those fourth down stops? What were the keys there, and how did you guys build off that momentum?
Oh, those were critical. You know, once they're going to go for it and fourth down in your territory, those are critical stops. You know, we lined up in a look and on fourth and four and drew them into a false start because they couldn't get it snapped with the help of our, you know, with the help of the black hole down there. We loved it, okay? And whenever we see you again, make a whole bunch of noise because it's only going to improve, okay? And so they helped us cause a false start, and then we get fourth and nine, and everybody rallies to the ball. Outstanding. Now you're still 12-0. They get down there again. Again, we talk about control what you can control. They get the ball on the 18-yard line. The attitude is, who cares? Our job's to stop them, and we did. Okay, they got a penalty on the first one, but we stopped the screen anyway, and then we went four straight, got fourth and 12, and a whole bunch of us hit the quarterback on that one. That was impressive. That was one of the best snaps of the year. Everybody was covered, and a whole bunch of guys hit the quarterback.
Every team is different. Last weekend, the defense did an exceptional job, especially forcing the picks and the turnovers to prevent Kansas City from scoring. What did they do this weekend that wasn't successful with past games, that you think?
What did Kansas City do, or what did
Oakland?
Oh, what did we do? Yeah. What was the difference?
Yeah, like this particular game was pretty outstanding for the defense, but in past games, not so much.
It's a lot of this. A lot of this has been growing, though. A lot of this has been growing, meaning this. We've gotten better as opponents get into our red zone, from Cleveland to Denver all the way up. Okay, from the second half of Cincinnati on, the guys have said, okay, enough's enough, and they're starting to do that. Now, our job, of course, against this offense is to continue that, and that's a hard thing to do. They're pretty good. But we've just grown. We've grown together. We've grown in challenging wide receivers. We've grown in understanding how things work together and executing our calls. So our blitzes and our stunts have gotten there faster. And our guys have covered better. Rush and coverage work together. I mean, it's just improved. And we need to keep going on that. We got a chance again to go 1-0 this week. That's our job. So we got two more shots right now before we don't get a shot for a while. All right? And that's where we have to go. But it's getting better all the way around. Everything working together, and the guys understanding that, hey man, it may not be perfect, but if I gotta cover you, I'm gonna cover you. And then the next play might be zone. So then the next play, oh, there's the ball. I gotta make sure I tackle with the correct leverage.
Why do you think it took so long in the season to get to this point where you're saying
there's times where that happened throughout the year. I think there was a lull in the season, and there was things that affected that. Different players and you know, there was a lull in that season where we had guys, and it's a slight little difference. We'd have guys slip and fall, or we have guys and you can't do that. Or we have guys in the hole to make a tackle against a really good running back, Doug Martin, and he made us miss. And most of those runs, there was guys at the line of scrimmage in the hole to make the play, and we didn't. What's happening is we're starting to make more of those plays. And this team, of course, this is a long answer, but this team, of course, they're going to test that. They're going to test that big time because they have great skill position athletes. Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.